Abortion and the upcoming elections. That's our topic during this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest for this portion is the Reverend Dean Nelson. He's a returning guest, and he is the executive director of the Human Coalition Project. HUCOAction.org is their website, HUCOAction.org. Reverend Nelson, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Jerry, it's always good to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. How important do you think abortion as an issue is in the upcoming election at all different, at all levels, except for maybe the dog catcher?
Well, we do know that abortion has become increasingly important, particularly with a pro-life Supreme Court nominee in Amy Coney Barrett. So we know that abortion is important, but it's taking front and center stage at this point.
Okay, talk a little bit about Senator, the Amy Barrett before the Senate, if you will.
Yeah, so she has been on the list of the president's top choices for a little while, and we're pleased that she has come forward as his top choice. We have a lot of information based on her record. We do know that she is a Catholic by background. She certainly has demonstrated herself as an intelligent jurist. There's some information out there that she has written that gives us an indication that she would certainly be constitutional in her approach. She's not trying to legislate from the bench, but also we do know that she has written and given some thoughts to the subject of abortion. And so we're pleased with this choice overall, but particularly those from the faith community understanding how important that the issue of abortion is. We think that she's a fantastic choice, and we are praying and looking forward to her future placement on the bench.
I want to tell you a personal anecdote. On Sunday night, we were giving a ride from church to a friend of ours, and he said, "Wow, have you looked at this lady's life?" Talking about Amy Barrett, he said, "This is like, you know, Mother Teresa. I mean, she's not only does she have all these children, but she's got a couple of adopted children from Haiti, and you know, just shows her commitment to humanity and so forth. What could they possibly say about her?" And then within a day or two, some Boston University professors said he described her as a white colonizer who were basically using those two children as props. It's like, oh, come on, you can't win in this environment.
Can't win for losing. I mean, it's like if she didn't have any children, then I'm sure she would be racist because she doesn't have children. If she does have black children that she's adopted from Haiti, then she's a colonizer. This is just, this is sad. I have a number of Haitian pastors who have strongly supported her. We're pleased that I've seen different denominations that have put out statements supporting her, including African-American-led groups. So I think that she is a fine choice, and the attack on her because of her faith is an attack on all people of faith.
Yeah, I mean, the famous statement from 3 years ago was Dianne Feinstein, where she said, you know, "Judge, I can see that the dogma lives loudly within you."
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. you know, I mean, it's just unconscionable the direction that we're going, but this is President Trump's choice, and we support that. And in fact, with regard to the subject of abortion, just last week, your listeners should also know, President Trump, in addressing a large crowd of African-American leaders in Atlanta, made some of the strongest statements regarding abortion and racism that any president has ever made. He laid it out very clearly and said that he would continue to support the African-American church, but he went one step further and stated that Planned Parenthood has been known as a racist organization and that has targeted the African-American community, and furthermore that the Democratic Party has consistently said that they support black lives, but they do not support vulnerable black lives in the womb. I thought it was a fantastic speech, and I was thrilled to see that he took some of the messaging points that we provided to his team to hammer the real destruction of black life in our community, and that's through abortion, and particularly pushed by Planned Parenthood and the Democratic Party.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Joe Biden in the sense that he used to be moderate on the subject of abortion, but I guess through the process of the debates, he has become far more pro-abortion, it would seem.
Whether you look at his statements from when he was first elected, his position as a Catholic, he has moved wholeheartedly to support abortion on demand up to the ninth month. The Democratic Party, as you have seen this past year, did not even support legislation that would protect children that survived an abortion. And so that's how far extreme they are. I'm working very closely with Democrats for Life of America, where we are pushing for the Democratic Party to change their position. But if they don't, many of those voters, I believe, are either going to sit out or are going to support President Trump. So I think that the Democratic Party is making a huge mistake, but our commitment is to life, and we support candidates who support that position.
You know, that's interesting you mentioned that, because I remember there was a person from Chicago, the Chicago area, who was a longtime member of Congress, and he was a Democrat, but he was pro-life. And they kind of targeted him, and unfortunately, he was primaried out. I forgot his name, but he was sort of the exception, too. And then now there's only maybe one or two people that fit that category, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's correct. And you'll be hard-pressed to find a Democrat left at the federal level in the Senate or in Congress that supports life. There are a number of state elected officials that are Democrat, like in Louisiana, I believe their governor, and several other places. But at the federal level, it's almost impossible to find a Democrat that will support common sense measures on life.
How important is it that we get to know where our senators stand and where our House members stand, especially the House? I mean, the House, every single congressional member is going to be voted for. I mean, that's just the way it works every 2 years. And in some cases, we'll have the opportunity to vote for a senator.
That's exactly right. I encourage all people to take a look. You might reference the Family Research Council, who has some fantastic voter guides. Also, the Faith and Freedom Coalition. And if you're in Texas, the Human Coalition Action has produced some voter guides and a list of candidates that we have endorsed. But it's critically important for us to evaluate where candidates stand on the issue, regardless of their party, because there are some Republicans who do not stand with us on the issue of life. But also, it is extremely important as it relates to the Senate. Right now, the Republicans hold the Senate, and if they lose that, then it would mean that they wouldn't be able to have some of the freedoms that we have with the Supreme Court nominees that we currently have right now. So it is critically important for us to look at and to evaluate where our elected officials, particularly in the House and in the Senate, stand as we go to the polls this November.
There is talk about the possibility of adding more justices to the Supreme Court. That's on the Democrat side. If they win, and can they do that legally? I mean, it's nine members of the Supreme Court, and I guess the Constitution doesn't stipulate how many need to be on there. I do know from a decision of 1892 that it was seven members of the Supreme Court, and sometime, I can't tell you when, but I know by the 30s, you're talking about nine members of the court.
Yeah, so the Constitution doesn't expressly state, so we're really operating kind of according to precedent. There have been discussions that the Democrats might do that. I don't believe that Joe Biden has taken a position, but all of us should be very concerned. They have proven in the past that if they don't get their way, then they're willing to take extensive measures to go outside of what is normal to get their way. And so I would not put it past them, but it would all be a moot point if we continue to vote our values, vote life, and support elected officials that protect the innocent in the womb of their mothers.
Any thoughts about Vice President Kamala Harris, vice presidential candidate? And the reason I mention that is because Biden doesn't seem like he's in great shape. I mean, he could be one stroke away or something from just being unable to carry out the job.
That's a real possibility. Kamala Harris is as happy as I might be, that we have a woman that is on the ticket in terms of the progress that America has made. She is the wrong candidate if you are supporting the sanctity of human life. Her views are very extreme. She did take a position in supporting, or I should say, in not supporting the Victims Born Alive Act that would have protected children who survived an abortion. She has made a living in her career of locking up people, when she was the attorney general in California, that oftentimes had not violated crimes that actually fit severe penalties. So she has a long history, not just of abortion supporting it, but also not really protecting, what I would say, vulnerable populations when it comes to even criminal justice reform. So I think that she is a very scary candidate in terms of her voting, as pleasant as she might seem in an irregular interview.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and timestamp this discussion. You and I are talking right now on October 2nd, 2020. And so we don't know exactly how the Amy Coney Barrett story is going to go down. But what do you think the could possibly happen with her? I mean, I would fear, to be honest with you, if something happened to her like they tried to do with Kavanaugh, where, unfortunately they sullied the man's reputation just because they didn't agree with his politics, not because he did anything bad.
Yeah, I think that we do have ultimately a pretty clear path. I don't think that there's a whole lot different that's going to come out about Justice Barrett simply because she's been approved by the Senate in the past. But I do believe that they will pull out all kinds of erroneous accusations to slander her. I pray that it would not be the same level that Justice Kavanaugh went through. I think that it does the Democrats, quite honestly, a disservice if they have a mom who is also a working mom that they kind of come after that way. I don't think that it will play well with some of the votes that they actually need in terms of suburban women. But we'll see whether or not they're willing to risk it. But my hope is that and then after a few weeks of these hearings, that she will be set into position as the next Supreme Court justice.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. There are some people who are critical of President Trump because he's rude and boorish, and you can take the man out of New York City, but you can't take New York City out of the man, whatever. But on the other hand, he seems to have a very strong pro-life track record. I mean, his actions are much greater than his words. So in about 45 seconds, what are your thoughts about President Trump and the pro-life issue?
Well, pro-life is more about how someone sets policy and voting records. And President Trump, over the last, 3 years, has had a strong track record as it relates to the sanctity of human life. He's reaffirmed his commitment to fully defund Planned Parenthood, which we will want to hold him accountable to. Listen, as somebody once said, Donnie from Queens is a fighter. He's not the typical politician. And I believe it's fair for people to raise questions about that. But at the end of the day, what we're electing is a person to advance an agenda and to run this country. And the positions that he has taken are positions that, to me, are what our country needs to move forward to honor God and to honor the sanctity of human life.
Well, you remind me of a phrase from George Washington, deeds, not words. Thank you so much for being with us, Reverend Dean Nelson, HucoAction.org. That's Human Coalition Action. Thank you so much, Reverend. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless.